Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And you can read, you can listen, you can watch, however you like to get your information and maybe even a little bit of entertainment. Do it right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got the multimedia capability sitting there waiting on you. And whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, you're excited or you're frightened, we got something you can read or listen to or watch. David Golden is our guest. David is the president and CEO of Amer Merchant, A-M-E-R-I Merchant, AmeriMerchant.com. And David, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience what you guys do.
Sure. Thank you, Jim. Amer Merchant was founded in 2002, and what we essentially do is we provide alternative forms of financing for small to medium-sized businesses. We work with businesses in all 50 states, and essentially can provide them anywhere from $5,000 to $500,000 in working capital. We're approaching 150 employees, and we're really here to help the small business owner that either can't go to the bank or, for whatever reason, doesn't want to go to the bank.
And thank you for that, too, by the way, David. And I certainly believe there have said for a long time that there's a need for what you do to fill in the niches between a small business owner's own capital capability and a banking relationship, and that's what you do. Would you consider yourself to your company to be a factor? Do you do factoring?
Yeah, I mean we consider ourselves to be an alternative working capital provider. One of our products is actually a form of future factoring called our Merchant Cash Advance, whereby the business owner sells us anticipated future credit and debit card sales from their customers, compared to factoring, where typically a business will sell an established receivable that's the
right.
Business services have already been delivered to a factor. It's actually future factoring.
Mm-hmm. So it's more asset-based lending than it's sort of a hybrid between pure asset-based lending and factoring.
Asset here is a hidden asset most business owners don't realize they have is the future cash flow from
right.
their credit card sales from their customers. It's not actually a physical hard asset like a building or a car.
Like inventory or an actual receivable.
Correct.
Well, that is a good a different approach. And you know what you're doing, David, is you're an example of what I mean, folks. David is an example of what I mean when I talk about the landscape of capitalizing a small business is going to change over the next 20 years. You know, in the past, David, I've said that a small business is capitalized from three sources: from the founder's capital, from any retained earnings and cash flow they can produce, and from bank loans. Those are the primary three sources for most Main Street small businesses. But that list is expanding even as we speak, and you're an example of that, David.
Yes, I mean the key now is if you asked someone 10 years ago, where do you borrow money from? 99.9% of people would have said a bank. As far
yep.
as a company, now the whole banking industry is being disrupted by technology and the marketplace, no different than other industries. Whether it's car services being disrupted by a product called Uber. People no longer go into a bookstore as often, downloading it on their
mm-hmm.
Kindle or their iPad. It's no different with banking. The people are no longer just viewing banks as the only source of capital. Banks typically can be slower, more conservative in the amount of money they're giving, stricter payback terms, more collateral required.
And let's face it, banks, as much as I love our banks and I love my independent community banks, They have the banking regulations that require them to be a little less nimble than you can be.
Correct. And our products, one of our products also is a lot more flexible to business owners' cash flow. So, for example, most of the country right now is getting hit with snowstorms or has been the last few days. So if you're a restaurant owner, and you're anticipating a big week of sales this week and you're down by 70%, unfortunately a bank loan doesn't care about the snow. You still owe that debt payment at the end of the month, the same
right.
amount.
Right.
With our product, it's a percentage of sales. So if your sales slow down with our merchant cash advance program, your payback to us slows down. So in essence, we only get paid as our customer gets paid.
So you adapt your debt service to the conditions of the business.
Correct. There's no fixed time period with our product.
And this is a kind of creativity, folks. This is a kind of different approach to capitalizing a business that I was talking about. That David, I've been saying for a long, long time that over time that the future of capitalizing a small business is going to change a lot. And this is one example. What are your thoughts quickly on crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding is good. It tends to work for smaller size deals. You know, a lot of our average transaction is about $25,000 and up. And again, we go up to $500,000. So crowdfunding right. works to a certain extent. It not every deal takes on crowdfunding. I also feel there's going to be a lot of litigation and lawsuits years to come.
I think crowdfunding's got a lot of inherent problems, but that's we'll have to get you back and talk about that and get your thoughts on that more another day. If somebody wanted to do business with you, how would they do that?
Sure, the best way is to go right to our website. It's www.amerimerchant.com. That's AmeriMerchant.com, or call us toll-free at 800-267-3790.
And just call you up and talk to you and tell you what they got on their mind, what they got going on, what they need, and you guys will try to help them out.
Absolutely. Whether or not they take credit cards at their business, we could help them out with one of our various products.
All right. So check it out, folks, at AmeriMerchant.com. Thanks, David, for being here. Will you come back again?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We've enjoyed having you. See you next time. David Golden, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Walk
in the Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.